Lucy Commissar, who needs no introduction on the Solari Report. Lucy is my go-to person for the most complex, difficult financial frauds and shenanigans in the world. Lucy's absolutely brilliant, sharp as a tack, but she's been following financial fraud for decades, a very serious investigative reporter, writer, and somebody who really influences policy, whether you're dealing with tax evasion and tax policy or other issues related to how to manage the financial system. She's also a go-to person for policy issues, and she has always extremely popular here. She has a dynamite new investigation. It's one that is going to impact all of us one way or the other, particularly if you have a pension fund or you have insurance policies or annuity policies. So I wanted you to hear about it. Tell us why you did this and what you've done.
It happened in a very curious way. I got an email from an insurance fraud investigator, and he said that he knew my work, and he had a story he wanted to tell me. Turned out that I had written in 2004 and 5 several investigative articles about AIG, Goldman Sachs, and their henchmen had set up fake companies in order to scam the people having insurance policies and insurance investments. They had gone offshore and gotten some fake names to pretend that they were really the owners of a company. Goldman Sachs was very involved, AIG was involved. It was very crooked. And that's where I first learned about captives. So all of these groups, crooked, were involved. And this guy, he remembered me. His name is Tom Gober. And so I got in touch with him, and he said, "You're the only one I can trust on this, because the mainstream media ignores this problem." And he began to tell me about two issues. One was about captives, and the other one was about risky investments.
So if I have an insurance policy, if I have an annuity, what do I do?
Well, first you get your policy and annuity from a mutual or fraternal that is a not-for-profit. You do not go to a for-profit, because the purpose of, and of course, insurance companies initially were these kinds of cooperatives. So they were self-insuring, right. And the policyholders were the owners. And the policyholders' interest is to make sure the company is viable, solvent, right. has non-risky investments, real investments, so that it can pay out the claims. That's not right. The interest of a for-profit company. That is to make money for its investors and its executives. So if I was buying a policy, I would not buy from any of these investor companies.
20 or 30 years ago, there were two players in the market who could help you not only with this problem, but keep the bad actors out. One was called rating agencies, and the other was called analysts. And we're now in a world where we can't trust the rating agencies or the analysts. Is that fair to say? And there are no analysts. They're all gone.
Yeah, yes, it is. There was interesting. One of the analysts that gives a lot of A's, you know, to these companies, the ones that I studied, is Fitch. I talked to a guy who was involved in the ratings, and he actually admitted to me that when they look at the assets, they don't count. They don't count the fake assets.
Oh, well, good. That's good.
Fake assets, but they still give them a good rating. Because then they'll go to some, there are about four or five. The only one I found to be honest was Weiss, which is a small one.
Right.
And invariably gave a low grade, like C's, to the same companies that were getting E's from places like Fitch. So, or S&P, Standard & Poor. So if people are looking, they better go to not just the big guys like S&P or Fitch, but a much smaller agency like Weiss.
I mean, this is really a blockbuster research and analysis.
And that's interesting. What you just passed, the green chart, that shows what Athene invests in compared to what other companies invest in, and they actually put it on their own site, and they're bragging about they have big risky investments. That's where they say our CLOs and the asset backs, and it's like 2 and 3 times as much as what the other companies do, and this was aimed at investors. See, a lot of these things that you're reading are not aimed at policyholders. Right. They are aimed at investors. Investors like the risky buys because they think they'll make more money. If the company goes insolvent, doesn't really matter. We found out that the ratings agencies were terrible at the time of rating the investments that led to the crash of 2008. They right. all tranches, these mortgage tranches were getting great ratings and they were full with garbage. So I don't think the ratings are any better now. So I wouldn't really follow the ratings. You really have to do your own rating. And
right.
as I said, you have to be careful about their investments and care and look on the pages for the investors. Forget about the page that's aimed at the policyholders. Look at the page. What are they telling their investors?